So we've heard how bacteria can play a role in environmental cleanups, but what about nature's so-called recyclers, fungi? Someone who's trying to answer this question is Jeff Gadd from the University of Dundee.
We've been working on various systems, and we've been particularly interested in lead and uranium in some separate studies. And in fact, we found that in both cases, fungi are capable of mediating the formation of lead-containing minerals or uranium-containing minerals. They're actually some kinds of phosphates. And in fact, it was very interesting with the lead, because the mineral formed was a lead phosphate called pyromorphite. Now, this is a mineral, and it's actually the most stable lead mineral that's found in the Earth's crust, and was commonly advocated as a remediation technique for lead-contaminated land. Phosphate sources such as apatite or bone meal would be added, and this would immobilize the phosphate. But, you know, we've shown that the organisms themselves can actually form the pyromorphite in the soil, and it could be, you know, just a case of encouraging the fungal populations to grow up a bit to do this.
So basically lock it away in a form that it can't leach out and contaminate the wider environment.
Well, that's the idea, and it's actually the same with uranium. They made a uranium phosphate mineral, and funnily enough, the uranium phosphate mineral was actually more stable than the depleted uranium that was being attacked by the organism. And so this might be one good approach, where the metals are locked up in an insoluble form, and then hopefully, you know, they don't get leached out and find their way into water or get taken up by plants and the like.
And where are you looking for these wonderful metal-converting fungi in the world?
Well, funnily enough, you can really get organisms everywhere that can do these kind of tricks. But I will say that we did find some special fungi over in old lead-polluted mine sites in the southwest of Scotland, actually near a place called Lead Hills. We found that some of the organisms isolated from there were the ones that had this capacity to transform lead into this mineral. So in some cases, there might be a connection between some kind of special organisms and a kind of polluted location where they've adapted or they've been selected because of this property that can also help them by removing the lead toxicity.
And thinking about how you might try and take these fungi that you found, say, in Scotland and take them to other sites that are contaminated, would your idea be that you'd kind of grow them up in the lab and then ship them out? Or are there other ways that you could maybe encourage the naturally occurring fungi there already?
Partition of organisms is one possibility, although that's often done for some kind of organic breakdown. But in actual fact, it's best to use the indigenous populations, perhaps by encouraging them. Some of these things are widely found properties and many species. In fact, just addition of fertilizer, basically, just the same way as you might put manure on your garden to encourage plants to grow. The same approach, providing carbon and nitrogen to enable fungal populations to grow, might work. And in fact, this has been shown over in the US some time ago with cases of selenium pollution, where the organisms were encouraged to grow by addition of such materials and remove the selenium pollution.
So you're basically just giving Mother Nature a little kind of a nudge in the right direction.
Exactly.
So do you feel that the future is fungal, or do you think we're just going to have to use as many different cleanup methods as possible to try and decontaminate our environment?
I think there's possibilities in all contexts. I mean, bacteria have a fantastic metabolic capability, and so they're applicable to a whole kind of situations. Fungi are perhaps a bit more limited in the kinds of environmental places they can be, but there's still a wide range of possibilities. And of course, you know, we mustn't forget that in a polluted site, especially polluted soil, both bacteria and fungi are together. And in fact, it's been shown that both bacteria and fungi have to work together to treat some of the more complex aromatic organic pollutants, for example. So everything is possible.
Thanks very much. That's Jeff Gadd from the University of Dundee.